The old man used to tell me when I was just a boy.
What a great song, Dan.
I wish I'd written it.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Mr. Pete Dennehy at the Master. I'm showing why I'm on the radio, not on the radio, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, this is the place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm just hanging around here sort of seeing if, you know, anyone of influence is going to notice me.
I just invited myself to this shindig, so, you know.
Well, I've just come in by accident, and then I remembered I was supposed to RSVP for this party, and I forgot to do it, but I got given a free drink thing, Damn. So I'm right. Yeah.
You're laughing,
you see
mate.
This chicken?
Look at that.
Thanks, mate.
Don't let the interview get in the way of it.
No.
Yeah.
It's all low carb.
Yeah. mate, I hear you got a new CD. Mm. What's doing? Tell me all about it.
Well, it's a silly CD. It's called You Actually Burn More Calories Eating Celery Than You Get From The Celery Itself. That's the title
that's a
track.
Fact, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. So we had to enlarge the cover to get all those words on.
Uh-huh. Mm. And what sort of comedy songs? We like the Drop of Water. And,
yeah, it's just stupid. This out of all the silly ones I've done, I reckon this one makes the least sense.
Right.
So it's
is that a good thing?
Well, I'll find that out. at the merchandise table, I guess.
Yeah.
but the celery song's been a bit of fun. So
and those type of things have been quite successful for you. I mean, sort of done a nothing, racked up however many hits on YouTube, and we still get so many requests for the Drop of Water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's funny, you know, I've finished the muster this year, and I got through the muster without singing Sort of Done Know Nothing once.
How'd you manage that?
I don't know, I just forgot to put it in there, but yeah, it's good having those songs, because it just sort of breaks up my show. Like, on my poster, I say bluegrass and comedy. And it's just I just want people to have a nice experience when they come along. It's not cutting edge. It's not rocket science or anything, my show, but it's just a bit of fun.
Did you take those sort of leads from guys like Chad Morgan and you know, the guys that could do the serious stuff but the funny stuff as well? I mean, was he a big influence on your music?
Probably Chad. A big influence just on the show business side of things was Jeff Mack, who wrote I've Been Everywhere. So he did, a lot of comedy stuff. He did a lot of straight stuff too, but I think I would attribute most of what I sort of know as far as on stage goes from Jeff Mack.
Yeah, right. Now, explain for people who might not have been to the muster what it's all about.
Well, it's just right out in the middle of the bush. when you're coming out here and there's no traffic on the road, you'd think it was just, you're just driving through the bush, and then you come out and there's like a city out here. Well, I think it's about, for the people, particularly the people that are out here, the punters that camp here, it is a camping experience. They just walk back to their bed of an evening, and they come over in the day, and they listen to music from morning till the wee hours of the next morning, and have a few drinks, and it's a safe environment. You know, they're all a good bunch of people. They're all here for the same thing, and there's a good range of bands. You know, most of them are Australian acts here, and we've got Albert Lee's here this year, and I think it's a good chance. You know, a lot of the singers and artists catch up with their fans. And they might only see you here once a year, but yeah, I enjoy it.
I'm going to get deep with you now. How do you feel country music is going in Australia? We're on the right path. Do you think there's room for all those subgenres as well?
I know. It's one thing I've often thought about. I know what I like, and I know what I don't like, you know, but the stuff that I don't like, I don't listen to, so it doesn't really bother me so much. I try to, naturally, I try to encourage kids, like particularly if a kid comes along and they play fiddle or something like that, I'll really push them in sort of an area. I'll say, you've got to listen to this fiddle player, that fiddle player. And I guess because my bent's bluegrass, I'll sort of push them in that direction and see what happens. You know, and sometimes it takes, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't know. There are times I think, it's not just Australia, it's like in America, you think, does it have to sound like that now, and what's it going to be like in 20 years' time? Because remember when Garth Brooks came out, bloody hell, well, you listen to Garth Brooks now and he sounds traditional. In a lot of ways, isn't he? Because he's still got pedal steel and fiddle in his band, and I don't know, I like pedal steel and fiddle in a band. I think that really defines, for me, that defines a country sound, but other people disagree with me, and the people who are selling a lot more records than me.
What about the crap, the country rap stuff, mate? Can you get into that?
I wouldn't even know it. I haven't heard it. So I don't. I'm sort of off the radar as far as this goes. I look, even I see artists that are coming out of America now, like bigger artists. I don't really know who they are, but I know who's sort of like what's happening on the bluegrass scene. So that's where my radar is. It's I'm not saying right or wrong. That's just how it is for me. Yeah.
All right. Well, who's someone you've got to catch while you're here at the muster? Who does it for Pete?
I think the jam's going to be great that Albert Lee's involved with today. There's some great stuff on in the blues tent. Sarah Storr is always a show not to be missed.
She's so good.
I think Sarah's got some of the best songs. I mean, JW's here this weekend too, but Sarah's just one of those people that is so good on stage as well. Not just the songs, but just how she presents and how she communicates with the audience. And she's very funny, and she's one of my favourites.
I just love that, within the first 2 seconds of hearing one of her songs, you know it's a Sarah Storr song.
Yeah.
She doesn't...
She's never pretended to be anyone else.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You can't go and see a Sarah Storr show unless you go and see Sarah Storr.
Well, Troy's about to have a little play, so we might wander in and have a drink and watch Troy, huh?
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks.